ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवत ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय What are you doing? What are you doing? Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. No need water. I don't drink water.
Okay.
Not at the class. Thank you. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. No need for water. Thank you. That's what I was trying to say, but he was taking the microphone from me. It's okay. Hare Krishna. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 46, Uddhava visits Vrindavan. Text 4. I think we already read text 4. So text 5. Mayita praye sampreshta. Mayita praye sampreshta. Mayita praye sampreshte. Duraste gokula striya. Duraste gokula striya. Smarantyonga vimoyanti. Smarantyo anga vimoyanti. Virahau kantya vivala. Very good. Mayi, I, ta, they, preyasam, of all lovely objects, preshte, the most dear, duraste, being far away, Gokula Striyaha, the women of Gokula, Smarantya, remembering, Anga, Dir Uddhava, Vimuhyanti, become stunned, Viraha, of separation. Utkantya, by the anxiety, vivala, overwhelmed. My dear Uddhava, for those women of Gokula, I am the most cherished object of love. Thus, when they remember me, who am so far away, they are overwhelmed by the anxiety of separation. Purport. Whatever is dear to us becomes an object of our possessiveness. Ultimately, the most dear object is our very soul or our self. Thus, things in a favorable relationship to ourself also become dear to us, and we try to possess them. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, among countless millions of such dear things, Sri Krishna is the most dear of all, even dearer than one's own self. The gopis had realized this fact, and thus they were stunned in separation from the Lord because of their intense love for Him. Although they would have given up their lives they were kept alive by the Lord's transcendental potency. So, Lord Krishna is informing Uddhava about the transcendental position of the gopis. He's preparing him before sending him to Braja to witness personally the supreme loving ecstasy the gopis experiencing in their separation from Krishna. He was first preparing him. This is the situation. You must know. Don't become bewildered by their intense love and affection for me. So he's informing him, this woman of Gokul, Braja, for them I'm the most cherished object of love. I mean, they are village girls. They have their house, their home, their family members, parents, husband, some of them. But for them, nothing. But because he had to kill some demons, he had to leave. Isn't that contradictory? To say both things, that he leaves and doesn't leave at the same time? No, it's not, because Krishna is the absolute truth. He can do anything and anything. Anything and everything. Once a man challenged Prabhupada, can God create, do anything? Prabhupada said yes. Then the man's challenge. Can he create a very, very heavy rock that he can't lift? Prabhupada said yes, he can create such a rock. And after creating it, if he wants to, he can lift it too. So there is no contradiction in Krishna, because he's the absolute truth. Everything is harmonized in him. In the Brahma Samhita, it is explained, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Madhyam Purana Purusham Navajovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlavam Adurlavam Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The Lord is Advaita. There is no duality in Him. We have duality. We are the soul, but we have covered by a material body. So there is a duality, matter and spirit. But Krishna and his body is one and the same, non-different. So he's called Advaita. And Achyuta is infallible. Whatever he wants to achieve, he achieves. We fail sometimes. When we want something, not always we get it. So we are fallible. But Krishna is infallible, Achyuta. Since I came to the movement, I learned to, when sneezing, instead of saying achu, say achyuta. So engage everything in the service of Krishna. Advaita Machutam Anadim. Anadim means he has no origin. He has no origin. So there is a story one Christian saint walking on the beach trying to understand the eternity of God. He was pondering, okay, I understand God has no end, but I can't understand that he has no beginning. How something can exist without beginning? So he was walking on the beach pondering like that. And he saw a small boy playing on the beach, making a hole in the sand. So he stopped and asked him, oh, little boy, what you're doing? He said, well, I'm playing. I'm going to put all the water of the ocean in this hole I'm putting here. So sensei, but my little boy, this ocean is too big to fit in that hole. Don't you see that? And little boy say, yeah, that may be, but God is unlimited and you're trying to understand him with your brain, small brain. Sometimes God put words in the mouth even of a child to teach us a lesson. So not only Krishna has no beginning, we also, the living entities, has no beginning. But our origin is Krishna. We are his energy, tatashta shakti, marginal potency. We are subordinate to him. But we are not created. We are eternal too. I mean, even the material world is eternal. Because it exists eternally. It's an eternal energy of Krishna. But it's manifested sometime, non-manifested, like that. Creation, maintenance, destruction, going on all the time. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. He has unlimited forms. Countless forms. There is, says the Shastra, that there are many avatars of Krishna as there are waves in the ocean. Who can count the waves of the ocean? Countless, isn't it? The same way, Krishna, everything is unlimited about him. Unlimited form, but his form as Krishna, Govinda, is the most beautiful, most attractive. This morning, Mangal Arati, Kalachanda was dressed so beautifully, with very simple but so beautiful turban, yellow turban and red, bare chest and red dhoti, and a peacock feather on the turban. Was so beautiful. Anybody was here? Okay, wasn't very nice. So Krishna is very, very beautiful. We have no idea how beautiful he is. That's why Rupa Goswami, he tells, if you still want to enjoy the material world and the family, society, friends and love, and don't go to the Keshigat, because there standing in the Tribanga form is Lord Govinda, and if you see him there, you will not want to come back to this material world. Doesn't mean he's saying don't do it. He's saying, you know, he's challenging. Sometimes when somebody tells us don't do something, well, we want to do more. Isn't it? So this is the psychology. Because the souls are rebellious, they try to go opposite. So sometimes Acharya use psychology. Don't go. Meaning, if you have to go, be ready to give up all material attachments. And he's Adhyampurana Purusha, the original eldest person. I mean, before the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, were there, Krishna, he was there in Goloka. So he's the origin of all the demigods. He knows everybody, but not everybody knows him. Adhyam Purana Purusham Navajovanam Cha. He's always, although he's the oldest person, he's always young and beautiful. You know, in the Vatican, the 16th chapel, there is a painting of God by this artist. What is his name? Michelangelo. God is a very old man. With wrinkles on his face and white hair, white beard, creating man with the touch of his finger. And I thought, why they portray God as an old man? And I thought maybe because they think since God created this universe and that was so long ago, must be old by now. But if God is a spirit, spirit doesn't get old. So the definition of Brahma Samhita is more accurate, that although he's the oldest person, Adhyam Purana Purusham Navajo Vanam Cha, eternally is young and beautiful. Vedeshu Durlamam, just by studying the Vedas, it's very difficult to know him. Adurlavam Atma Bhakto, but by surrendering with love to him becomes easier to understand him. Once Prabhupada said, don't try to understand Krishna, just love him. Meaning, God is unlimited and we are limited. So once a man asked me a question in Mexico, if God is unlimited, like you're saying, and we are limited, why you are wasting your time trying to understand God? I say, why you're saying so? Because if you can understand him, then he stopped being unlimited. I told him, you're right. But if he, being unlimited, can't reveal himself to those of us who are limited, then he also stopped being unlimited. He said, you defeated me. It is a fact. He revealed himself to whoever he chooses to reveal himself. And he revealed himself to his pure devotees. So that's why we accept pure devotees as our guide in a spiritual life. Disciplic succession, Guru Parampara. We read from the Acharyas. Srila Prabhupada brought us all this information, connected us to all the Guru Parampara. Vishwanath Chakravarti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur, all the Parampara. So, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to teach people how to love Krishna, feeling his separation. Vipralamba Seva. There is Samboga and there is Vipralamba. Samboga means union. When the Krishna with the gopis come together, enjoying each other, that's Samboga. And Vipralamba means separation. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach people how to love Krishna, feeling his separation. That's more congenial to the conditioned soul to develop this kind of feeling toward Krishna. eagerness, and intense separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself taught us that by his own example. He was always searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? There is a song in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya's song. Kahamora prananat murali vadan kahankarun kahampan brajendra nandan kahari kohiba keva jane muradukha brajendra nandana vinu fate murabukha. There's a I came to know that this is very popular in Bengal. I didn't know that. And that is Lord Chaitanya singing in separation of Krishna. Where is the Lord of my life? Kahamor prananat. Where is he? Kahamor. Murali vadan, the one who plays the flute. Kahankaram kahampan Brajendra Nandan. Where shall I go to find Brajendra Nandan, Krishna? Kahari kohiba keva jani mora dukkha. The people of this world, they don't understand. They don't know my sadness, dukkha, my suffering. They don't know. They don't understand. Brajendra Nandana Vinu Fatimura Bukha. Not being able to see Brajendra Nandan Krishna, my heart is broken. So that's very beautiful. This love of God, it is so beautiful, so sweet, so sublime. All human beings are meant to develop this loving attraction to Krishna. But only due to illusion, to ignorance, we are forgetting our real treasure. This is the real treasure of the soul. So Krishna is telling Uddhava, for people in this world, they have so many lovable objects. Why they are lovely for them, because it's related to their own self. It's related to their body. They misidentify the body with the soul. That's the gross ignorance of the soul. But still, why the body is so dear? Because the soul is inside the body. Even when the body, when the soul pass away from the body is dead. Nobody like, even the most biggest materialist, they will not keep the body. They will try to get rid of it. It's not attractive anymore. So most important thing is the soul. And why the soul is so dear, so important? Because it's part of the Supreme Soul, see Krishna. So see, Krishna was dearer to the gopis than their own self. They were ready to die for Krishna. But only by Krishna's spiritual potency they were kept alive. Otherwise they would have died long time ago in Krishna's separation. The only reason that kept them alive was Krishna's promise, be patient, I will come back to Vrindavan. That promise kept them alive. But they were always at the point of dying. So Krishna was sending Uddhava to learn this very intense love of Godhead from the gopis. So intense, so emotional. So overwhelming. I mean, there are no devotees in material or spiritual world that they love so much Krishna as the gopis do. That's why they are the object of worship and adoration and love and service, because they are the highest devotees of Lord Krishna. So let us read one more verse. Darayantyati krichrena praya pranan katanchana pratyagamana sandeshair ballavyo me mad atmikaha. Simply because I have promised to return to them, my fully devoted coward girlfriends struggle to maintain their lives somehow or other. Confirmed. Purple. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti, although the gopis of Vrindavan were apparently married, their husband actually had no contact whatsoever with their supremely attractive qualities of form, taste, fragrance, sound, touch, and so on. Rather, their husbands merely presume these are our wives. In other words, by Lord Krishna's spiritual potency, the gopis existed entirely for his pleasure, and Krishna loved them in the mood of a paramour. In fact, the gopis were manifestations of Krishna's internal nature, his supreme pleasure potency. And on the spiritual platform, they attracted the Lord by their pure love. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, Lord Krishna's parents in Vrindavan, had also attained the most exalted state of love for Krishna, and they too could barely maintain their lives in his absence. Thus, Uddhava will also give special attention to them. So, the so-called husbands of the gopis, they were only in name, a decoration. We hear that Radharani was married to one Abhimanyu, no? Do you know who is this Abhimanyu? He is Krishna's shadow. I mean, your shadow doesn't move unless you move. So the same way, this Abhimanyu will not do anything unless allowed by Krishna. And he will not put a finger on Radharani. He will not touch. He was just there to make it more adventurous, more exciting for them to meet. That's all. Once Kutila, you know who's Kutila? Radharani's sister-in-law. She told her brother Abhimanyu, all the town of Vrindavan is talking about the unfaithfulness of your wife, that she's meeting Krishna and having a loving affair with him. Everybody knows but you. You are a fool number one. How is that possible you can keep like that? Do something about it. Stop it. Right now they are in such and such forest. Go see for yourself. So Abhimanyu went there to see. And Radha and Krishna were together and they heard some noise. And Radha told Krishna, oh, must be Abhimanyu coming. She said, don't worry, I will take care of that. So when Abhimanyu arrived, he saw Radharani worshipping Goddess Durga and praying, dear Goddess, please protect my husband, give him good health, let him become rich. And the husband, see, oh, she loves me so much. She went to Kutila, chastised her for talking nonsense. Krishna created, you know, this. Once Krishna disguised himself as Abhimanyu, I went to his house when he wasn't there, and he told his mother, Jatila, mother, be very careful. I hear Krishna is disguised as Abhimanyu around here. If he comes, don't allow him in the house. He wants to meet my wife, Radha. I have business to do right now. I have to leave. So he left. The real Abbe Magno came later and he tried to enter his house. He could not. His own mother was chasing him away with the broom, hitting him with the broom. Rascal Krishna, leave, go away. So Krishna created all this drama and adventure and humor and excitement in his wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan. Krishna likes transcendental humor. And he enjoys all that. He's the supreme enjoyer. Rasa Raj, he enjoys all the rasas. And Radharani is known as Mahabhav. She experienced the highest ecstasy in serving Krishna. So somehow or other we should become attracted to these topics of Krishna's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. We want to hear more and more. Read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavata. Chant the holy name, avoiding offenses. Associate with devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized 5 very important items in devotional service. Nama Kirtan, chanting the holy name. Bhagavat Shravana, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees. Murtila Shradhaya Seva, worshipping the deity with faith that he is Krishna. He is not a statue, he is the Lord himself. And Maturavas, residing in holy place. The temple is a holy place because it's Vrindavan. There is Radha and Krishna, there is Tulasi Devi. So it's non-different from Vrindavan. Vishaya charya kabe shuddha ave man kabe hamahiravo shri Vrindava. Narottam Das Thakura's song. When I will give up all my material attachments and desire, when my mind will be completely free from all of them, then I will be able to see Vrindavan. So the process is purification, working on the purification, the mind getting purified, so that during the day, we don't think anything but Krishna. We don't think of any nonsense material attachments of sense gratification. So that way, that should be our object. Not just to give up material attachment, but to become attached to Krishna. The more we become attached to Krishna, the more we lose our attachment to the material enjoyment. It goes hand by hand. So, anybody has any comment or question? Yes. Krishna's shadow was Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Radharani. No. Yeah, Radharani is one of the gopis, but she is the dearest gopi. Radharani is also a gopi. But she is the most loved gopi, Praneshwari. Krishna called her Praneshwari. The most loved. Yes? Thank you. Yes, we have to understand something very important, that this material world or relationship are temporary. Nothing is forever here. So with that knowledge, that spirit, we should not be too overly attached to family and friends and with that understanding. Of course, if the Krishna consciousness is the goal of the family life, then it's okay. If Krishna is in the center of the home, then it's no problem. The problem is forgetting Krishna, thinking ourselves the enjoyer, the possessor of the home and the family. It's our property for our own enjoyment. That's the ahankar, the false ego. That's the problem. If we see them servant of Krishna, we try to help them to serve Krishna, try to inspire them, then it's all right. No harm. So yes, the more we hear about Krishna, we shall develop desire to go back to Him, to serve Him all eternity. That's very good desire. That's the idea of hearing Krishna Katha, to develop desire to be with Krishna. Prabhupada told us, and when he visited our temple, South America, Venezuela, he said, utsahan, enthusiasm is very important. Enthusiasm means, I must see Krishna in this very life. He said, that is enthusiasm. He said, are you already seeing Krishna? Krishna and his deity in the temple, non-different. But still, personally, it is possible. Very good. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.